I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. Ah, the joys of growing up, looming independence, escaping the clutches of parental supervision, pursuing one's dreams no matter how fanciful. And then, of course, reality manages to rear its head. As the playwright Tom Stoppard said, age is a very high price to pay for maturity. But the wisest among us learn that even the dashed dreams of our lives as they unfold offer opportunities for wisdom, as we hear from a remarkably insightful 13-year-old, Jacob Wasouf.
They say that when I turn this age, I have to change. I have to be better. I need to be mature. This is the year I become a teen. 13. This is the age of no playing pretend, of more responsibilities, of more homework. This is the age I have feared. It's the age when my friends start growing mustaches and beards to catch up with me, since I have had one since second grade. While they grow mustaches and beards, I'm supposed to grow a developed mind, opinions, and romantic feelings towards others. This is the age where adults start asking about my plans for the future. But I am the child that still eats dino nuggets. It seems not long ago when I lost my first tooth, when my sister was born, when I became a junior black belt. It was hard to imagine being a teen when I just wanted to be me. When I turn 13, will I be hated or liked? Younger kids and adults stereotype teens, but everyone is a teen at some point. As my 13th birthday came closer, I felt like a giant wave was about to crash on me. On my 13th birthday, my dad and I stayed up till the time I was born, 12:22 a.m. The clock said 12:22. I stared at my father long and hard. I was apprehensive, knowing that all of the things that I have worried about might come true. Suddenly, I would have to be mature, have responsibilities, stop playing pretend, talk to adults about adult things, start using big words, and do more homework. I walked into school the next day, bracing for all the changes that were about to happen. I got a couple happy birthdays and a card from my friend. Other than that, I felt completely the same. Nothing had changed at all. I got the same amount of homework, my mustache didn't get any bigger, my classmates remained the same. Now that I have been 13 for 5 months, I know I don't have to change just because I'm a teen. I still eat dino nuggets, I still make snowmen out of clay, and I sometimes watch Thomas the Train. I believe that even when you become a teen, childhood is never over. There are always dino nuggets.
Jacob Wasouf is a seventh grade student at the Gordon School in East Providence. Jacob lives with his family in Bristol and reports that he recently completed writing his very first novel. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.